Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
I've seen some interesting stats come through about Australians, and look, it's, you know, we're evolving as a society, I think.
Okay.
Apparently, straight into it, apparently 1 in 5 Aussies stream Netflix on the toilet.
What else are you supposed to do on the toilet?
Poo. Wee. Just like full television, like a full episode of TV.
If I'm like really into a show.
I thought you were going to say really into. Okay. I was really getting some work done in the bathroom.
It could be 45 minutes. No, No.
See a doctor. But how many times do I have to tell you to see a doctor on this show?
If I'm really into a TV show, I am streaming it everywhere I go. It's on while I'm in the shower. It's on while I'm on the toilet. It's on while I'm just sitting on the couch.
Toilet. Do you think you have a problem?
Yes. Yeah, right. I do.
What is the problem? What is the problem? Why can't you not?
I don't. Impulse issues? I don't know.
But it's not an impulse to just watch something.
Yeah. Always comes back to that. I don't like being alone with my own thoughts.
But like your thoughts are roses, bubblegums and fairies. What are you talking about?
But like, you know, just having Netflix there, it's easy. I can throw on an episode of Friends. I can throw on an episode of Gilmore Girls.
These are all 21 minutes long.
Yeah. I don't always get to the end, but you know.
Always. I'm not here to judge, but what you're doing is wrong and you should stop.
Everyone does it.
Watches telly. Like,
yes.
Like, don't get me wrong. I'll be on Instagram or on Facebook or I'll check my emails. Most likely, I'll just delete emails when I'm on the toilet. That's all. Bye. Don't read.
If there's a show that I'm watching that my fiance doesn't want to watch.
And the only time you can watch it is in the bathroom?
Yeah. Well, I'll watch it on while I'm, you know, in the bathroom. Like, or I'll take it to bed and I'll be watching it in bed. Like, I watch it in the shower because, like, I don't want to watch it on the main TV because he's not into it. So, you know, like, I've been rewatching Bridgerton in the lead up to the new season starting, and I've been putting it just on my phone.
It just seemed like, is everything okay? Because you said to me, like, you make your fiancé breakfast every single day.
Yeah.
One day you didn't do it and he fired up. Now you have to watch your telly on the toilet, on the little screen, in the bed, underneath the doona covers.
I don't have to.
Watching it in the shower. Blink twice. If you need me to come home with you tonight.
I do these things to make his life easier.
And welcome to the 20s. Before the war.
Okay.
I just don't think.
I know. I understand I'm setting feminism back 60 years. I get it. I'm with you. I know. But I still do it.
But I love the Gilmore Girls.
I love the Gilmore Girls.
5223295. Just if you watch TV while you're on the toilet, like specifically
you've never
on
done
your
it.
Phone. 100% never done it.
Shut up.
Okay.
Sports. You've never watched any sports.
Yeah, you know this. If a person who is like into sports, they will time their bathroom breaks.
Yeah.
There's sometimes, like in the morning, if I've got stuff to do, I'll go to the bathroom. You know, it takes a little bit longer. If it's during the third quarter of a football game, I'm sorry, I'll wet my pants. I will not go to the bathroom. I do not
You've never put KO on your little device and taken it to the bathroom with
never
you.
Never, ever. Not
You're
have I ever.
You're lying.
It just seems like not the place. You know, 5223295. Do you watch TV on your phone while you're on the toilet? If we can get one other call, one other person to normalize this, Jess, because apparently 1 in 5 is so high to me.
Would I be the 1 in 5 in the building?
Well, right now you're 1 in 2.
Yeah. Okay.
You've gone from 20% to 50% of the problem. 5223295. If we get one other person calling, I'll accept this as slightly not normal behavior.
Right. So if no one calls through,
you're a big weirdo that needs to go a doctor. Again, how many times do we have to get you to go to a doctor?
Mike from Highton gave us a call. We won't hold you up, Mike. I know you've got cricket training starting soon.
Who do you play for, Mike?
North Geelong.
I can't believe you actually.
Oh, sorry, we're coaching North Geelong. Yeah. No, look, it's warm, but we'll be there. It's all good.
No, Mike, it's not about the heat. I've heard, I don't know that anyone goes to cricket training above the age of 16, so I'm impressed about you, mate. But how do you feel about watching like Netflix or telly on your phone while you're on the toilet?
I've got to say, Tim, that I'm with Jess here. This is 100% normal. And can I just say that you have a young baby, don't you?
Yeah, 6 months old. His name's Jack.
A beautiful young child called Jack. Well, let me tell you, in 4 or so years' time, the toilet is going to be the most peaceful and most comfortable chair in your house to sit on. Pants are not around your ankles, and you'll be sitting there watching an episode of anything you can watch just to get some peace and quiet.
Mike, you sound like you're talking from experience.
Everything okay at home, Mike?
I've got 4 kids, and I reckon I've seen the whole Star Wars sagas. I've watched everything on the toilet, mate, I tell you.
Mike, now it makes sense why you're at cricket training. Yes. I'm piecing this all together. Yeah. Okay. All right, Mike, I appreciate your passion. Very good.
I find a cricket training.
Leone in Corio. Leone, you don't watch it on your phone, do you?
On my tablet.
Leone, see, you are living the dream. Leone,
as Mike was saying, it's a good time out zone, especially at work, you know. It's like, I'm going to the toilet, catch up on a series.
Hang on a second. Leone, you take your tablet into the bathroom at work?
No, my phone at work, tablet at home.
So you watch an episode of TV at work on the toilet?
Not an episode.
Just, a whole episode, you know, Tim. Come
just
on.
Just a little bit. But hey, there's so many people that are in the toilets for ages. It is very, very common.
And Leone, as you told me off the air, we're not animals. we put the device on the
on
basin.
The vanity.
Yes.
Yeah. And wash our hands and Glen 20 before,
exactly.
You know, we're clean.
Exactly. We're not animals. So we're just people who enjoy our content. That's what we are, Tim.
What's Tim's problem?
How long you got?
Typical.
Okay.
Typical. This is Tim and Jess. Tim, we are 23 days away from one of the biggest days of my life.
The wedding of the century.
that's what I'm calling it.
Yeah, you're getting married in a couple of weeks.
Fingers crossed this one sticks, and it's the only one I have to do because I have unfortunately gotten to that point of wedding planning where, if it isn't the consequences of my actions.
Well, I imagine, like, if you're listening right now and you've been involved in planning a wedding, there are points where you go, I've gone hard here and I've really made a stand. Is this how we're all still feeling?
No, what I've done is I've planned and booked all these things, mm-hmm. and now we are at the point where, as of the 1st of March, the first of our final payments is due.
Right. So, because paying as you go is one of the best things that weddings can do. Imagine if they were said, hey, give us it now. You'd be like, well, I'm not getting married then.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it. Well, if you're going to make me pay right now.
So I made a little spreadsheet just to keep us in check. And I was like, okay, here's all the payments we've made so far on these things.
Yep.
And here's what we still owe.
If you're listening, just remember Jess's spreadsheets when she's talking about it. They'll probably have a few more zeros than what yours would have. So the brackets are slightly longer, but I'm sure if you could follow along, just take off a couple zeros and you might be able to relate to what she's about to say.
Well, so I sat down with my fiancé, Akshay, yesterday. We went to the beach after. He picked me up from work. And
it's good to go to a nice place to realise you have no money.
Yeah. And we're sitting down having breakfast. We'll have sitting down having dinner overlooking the beautiful water at Ocean Grove. And I said to him, our wedding payments are starting to be due from March 1st. There's like, you know, few things that like final payments are due. Yeah. He was like, oh, okay, cool. Like what's still left to pay? And I said a number.
Right. And so like you've been paying like, so
we've paid like a couple of, like we've paid deposits for pretty much everything.
Right.
So
it's the 75% is what.
Mm-hmm. It's a big number, Tim. It's not a small number. It's majority the wedding.
Like super putting you on the spot. You don't have to say it. Would you feel comfortable writing the number on a piece of paper and showing me?
What's due or what the whole thing is costing?
Give me what's due.
I'm going to tell you what's due by the end of the month, and I want to see if you
make sure you cover the camera in the studio as well, because we don't want Chappy the digital guy knowing how much money you're in the hole.
This is how much. So I said a number, and your my fiance Akshay said 1,000, and I said
yeah.
He said dollars.
Like, no yen. We actually were paying.
So this is what we owe by the end of the month.
Okay, that's so. End up, yep. Sorry, I just got distracted by something completely outrageous.
So that's about, I would estimate that's about, I'd say probably like 80 to 90% of the wedding total cost.
I forgot. That's not the total.
No.
Sorry.
And so I started looking at things going, oh, do we really need that?
Do we need a celebrant? I don't know. I think.
Maybe, like, is it too late to cancel the whole venue?
Yeah. Like, people would be happy to stand and eat. Tables are pretty
expensive. We don't need three courses anymore. Why did I want three courses for the dinner? Strip it back. Take a course off.
Is it just like you forget that you have to pay for things? You pay deposits, you go, that's dealt with. That's
Because I've been paying the deposits as we go, you know, we pay a deposit, it's booked in, we're good to go. And they go, oh, this is due in March. I'm like, March is forever away.
Right, right.
That's 9 months from now. I'm going to be richer by then.
9 months is in a couple of days.
It sure is. Uh-oh.
Yeah,
uh-oh.
Look, it's... it's a number.
Yeah.
The only way that I would see that transaction come out of anyone's account is someone's pressed a zero too many times and gone, oh, that was not what I was going for. Mm-hmm. I've got to call the bank because that's not going to work.
I feel like the bank's going to call us and say, hey, is everything okay?
You good for the money?
Has your card been stolen?
Yeah. And then they'll see like the white horses and the Ferraris. So anyway, that makes sense.
2 minute noodles for Akshay and Jess for the next few weeks.
Yep, and
months,
no,
years.
And I just cannot stress enough, you will also get no sympathy from most people listening as well to go
no,
with
no,
your
fair
noodles.
Enough.
So,
absolutely fair enough.
So many zeros.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Once a week, we try our best to let it all out. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like we go into one of those rec rooms where there's plates and glass everywhere and you put on protective gear and you smash everything out.
Yeah.
You come out, everything's hunky-dory.
It really helps our friendship for the rest of the week because bottle it up for the rest of the week, Tim.
Bottling up is exactly what we do. If we're disagreeing, we bring it to the courtroom of Tim and Jess.
Tim and Jess.
You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Court is in session. We also will argue on your behalf if you want to send us a message at K-Rock Geelong. Mm-hmm. If you and your partner, someone you work with are disagreeing, Jess and I will have that argument and then we'll get one person to decide who's right. Then it becomes law across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine.
Tim, I feel like today's argument is going to be had by many people across Geelong and the Surf Coast today.
I feel like it would have happened last night as well because it's been pretty warm.
Yes.
Low of 22 last night. Just freezing. Burr. I was rugged up. I had a weighted blanket on.
Of course.
And I just thought, geez, how can I keep warm? No, it was absolutely boiling last night.
Yes, it was disgustingly hot and it's going to be gross again tonight. But I wanted to talk about leaving the air conditioner on because
why do you it seems like you're like talking about
well, because had you asked me like a year ago, I probably would have agreed with you, Tim, that
right.
when it comes to nighttime, turn that air conditioner off and go to sleep.
Right.
And now in my wise old age of 32, I've started being completely opposite. Me and my partner, Akshay, have started having arguments about leaving the air conditioner on because I want to leave it on all evening because it's just in our lounge room. So I want it to waft into our bedroom.
I'm not sure waft is the word to you.
I feel like it'll be the perfect temperature if we leave it going in the lounge room and it just casually carries into our bedroom.
Right.
He thinks that our ceiling fan in our bedroom is enough. That'll do.
Look, if you have to use a ceiling fan, I understand it, but AC just really personally should not be going on at night.
Why?
Not good for the old throat.
Oh, the throat, you reckon?
When was the last time you sat in a room with air conditioning and felt good? Like you were cold, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're like, something's off. I don't know what it is. It's the air conditioner. It's all the moisture that's going into your body. I don't know. It's just like we don't have an air conditioner at our house.
Ah, I see.
But even if we did, I would say don't put one.
Right.
We're never going to turn it on. It's this. I just don't think you, even like a fan. Last night, I was annoyed that we had to turn the fan on. I was like, this is annoying.
You were annoyed about a fan.
Yeah. I just keep
the air.
Well,
you just enjoy just laying there in a pool of your own sweat.
Nah, stagnant air. Well, not stagnant. It's like, it's just like, you know, natural, just kind of floating air throughout the house. Leave a few doors open, get that breeze in there.
Uh-huh.
Never a fan, though, because that's not a breeze. This is what engineers want you to think. It's a breeze. It really isn't. Pushed air. Now, there is a difference.
Well, 52232955, we need a judge, Tim.
Yeah.
One person to have the final say on this matter when it comes to air conditioners. Can you leave them on overnight or do you have to turn them off?
I hate to be, like, I know you're going to be annoyed that I bring this up. Like, how much money do you have?
Okay, it's not that I have a lot of money. How many hot days have we had?
Yeah,
not
many. But you're saying you use it every night.
Not every night.
That song we were playing before, Taylor Swift Anti-Hero, Look in the Sun but Never the Mirror, has never fit.
Not here you every are, night.
Evermore. A silver platter
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Come on, be on my side.
If you give us a call, you are the judge. Whatever you say, it has to become law across Geelong, Surf Coast, and the Bellarine. I feel like
it's
every
just too hot. I don't want to wake up all sweaty. You know, like the wet underneath the nape of my neck. Oh, no thanks.
Never ever. Ever say that again.
I don't have to, Tim, because I'm going to have the aircon running.
Now everyone's That's thinking about your nape.
It's damp.
Apologize. Because, look, last night it was really hot. Tonight's probably going to be warm again.
Should have seen me neck.
Don't get me started on the nape. Still 38 degrees outside. It got to 40 today.
Yeah.
I understand it's hot. Chuck a fan on, open a door, get a breeze in. AC
fan
on
just doesn't do enough, you know?
Well, because it's not cool air. An air conditioner does make cool air. We understand that.
You need the fan to circulate the air conditioner air. That's
Wait,
what
so
you
you've need. Got the fan on and the AC?
Of course I do.
What's the AC? This AC's doing all this work.
And the fan is distributing its hard work. That's how it works, Tim.
You just must be so rich. I would love to see your electricity bill. It just seems like every dad ever was always like...
I don't actually know how much we pay for our electricity.
This is what I mean. What I imagine, like every... It's like every dad ever is like, turn off all the lights, mm-hmm. don't run the AC at night. They're the two things that you were never meant to do.
I think that's what my fiance Akshay is like. He stepped into that role because he's like, we've got a wedding to pay for. Turn it off. And I'm like, I'm hot. I need the aircon.
Sounds tense at your house. Maybe it's since because 6 months ago I became a dad. Maybe it's all rushing out and I go, you got to turn off the
turn
lights.
Turn it off.
You got to turn off the AC.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. But look, it doesn't matter what I think or it doesn't matter what you think, Jess. That's the purpose of the courtroom of Tim and Jess.
Only opinion that matters is that of our judge who today is Paul from Leopold. Good afternoon, Your Honour.
Yeah, good afternoon all.
Paul, just quick question. How's the nape of your neck?
Sweaty.
I've got an air conditioner on, so it's quite good.
Yeah, there he does.
Now, Paul, is the air conditioner something that you would say in your household? Like, is there someone, you don't have to say if it's you or not, is there someone going, we don't need it running all the time, or is it a free-for-all?
Well, it used to be me running all the time, but now my wife says, don't turn it off, let it go all night.
Let it run.
And if it turns itself off during the middle of the night, that's when you wake up, because you get hot.
That's so true. See, because my fiance was like, let's put a timer on. Timer? Please. The timer will be when I wake up and I decide I've had enough. That's the timer.
Who are you? is everything okay, you know?
Everything's great. Wedding is very soon.
So, Paul, I'm going to hand you the gavel. When it comes to running the AC all night long, even on nights like last night, tonight, 38 degrees across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine currently, can you run the AC all night?
You can actually run it all night, but you need that fan on to circulate that cold air.
Yeah, you do, Paul.
And you don't wake up dry either if you leave it on all night.
Paul, again, I would love to know how much money you're getting paid because I do not have this much. Why do you even have an air conditioner? That's how little... Your Honour, but we respect it. It's law across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine. The problem is now, Jess, what you've instigated.
Do you leave your fan on all night?
No.
Are you joking?
I'll have a mop and I'll just shove it up and make sure it stops on the go.
This is Tim and Jess.
A bride has taken to the internet. Never a good idea.
Never go online.
Never ask opinions of people online, right? She's gone on online to ask people, hey, look, wanted some entertainment for the cocktail hour. A lot of people have been saying, you know, get an acoustic guitarist. Or...
Yeah, I guess if you've ever planned a wedding or you're in the midst of one, some people like to go, yeah, like just someone to just, you know, just a bit of background noise.
Yeah.
We don't want silence.
Cocktail hour usually means bride and groom aren't there.
Yep,
so everyone's got to mingle. And so she said, I really wanted to hire a clown to perform. I thought it would be a great idea to get everyone excited for the evening.
Good question.
Yeah.
Is she 7 years old?
This is the thing. A lot of people are saying, what do you mean a clown? Like, and she said, my fiance and I are looking to do something classy, but, you know, unique and fun.
But see, when I think of like an adult clown, I think of like a very sad, like,
oh, yeah.
They were dressed in black like a and mime. White. Yeah, but it's like a clown version of a mime. And
I'm sad clown. Oh, here's some hors d'oeuvres.
This is the thing. I feel like we're still at the point where like clowns are no.
Clowns aren't as creepy as what they were 4 years ago.
Do you think so? Do you think clowns are making a comeback? Like, have you been to? I know you.
Like they're coming back to not being scary.
Yes.
Yeah, I think they're not as scary as they were 4 years ago. I think especially that crazy.
I still don't think they're classy per se.
Oh no, that would never use. No, if you are a children's entertainer and you dress as a clown, take class out of your LinkedIn profile. It is not something we associate with clowns, but. I definitely think like there was that phase in America where people would dress up as clowns and just stand in the middle of the road or do all these things.
No, thank you.
It was coming out, that movie about the clown.
I thought that we hadn't recovered because of it. I thought it ruined clowns forever.
No, because remember everything, it's all cycles. Remember everyone was over vampires.
Yeah.
And then everyone was over all these other things. I think clowns are finally, like they're not rushing to back to popularity, but they're definitely... Well, better than what they were.
You've only got a 6-month-old child, Tim. But perhaps in the next few years, you might have a clown at his birthday.
It's a no from us.
52232955. A clown's making a comeback. Is anyone in Geelong, the Surf Coast, or the Ballerine, have you had a clown at your birthday party or wedding
in the last 5 years? That's the more common one we'll probably get. Even on the flip side, or are they still scary? I feel like are they in the clear, or are we still scared of clowns?
I still don't like it.
But Jess, do you want me to go?
What?
Moths, the ocean, being alone with your thoughts.
The dark.
Yeah, exactly. So you have the common fears of like what most primary school students would have. So I understand maybe that's why you come to the show and go, hey, other adults. What are normal fears to have?
52232955. Are clowns making a comeback?
Or are they still scary?
Maybe I need to add clowns to my wedding.
There's already two going. You and your fiance.
Okay, yeah. There no, I picked up
just
what you
wanted
were
to paint a clearer picture there.
52232955. Are clowns making a comeback? Because I thought we were still on the bandwagon of clowns are too scary. Yep. But apparently a lot of people are saying clowns are making their way back into society. Tracy from Highton, you actually like to make people who are scared of clowns more scared. Is that true?
Yes, 100%. I love it. It's fun. People can't tell me their fears. Otherwise, I'll make them scared.
So you
know, I'm very mean.
Clowns aren't making a comeback. They're still very scary.
I reckon they are, yeah, because I'm personally not scared of them, but I reckon a lot of people are, and I reckon if you had them at a wedding, there would be a lot of people that would get put off and not come.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying, if I saw a clown at a wedding, I would walk away and pick up my present and leave.
Wow. Yeah. Tracy, like Jess is scared of clowns, and you say if you find out people's fears, you like to highlight that. How would you, if someone's scared of clowns, how would you like scare them?
I would send them like a reel, like that's really like peaceful. And I'd be like, yes, look at this. It's really cool. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, the jump scare of like a clown come out, out of, just out of like a scary movie. It would be great.
Yeah,
and then I know the email, like the message I'd get back and it'd be lovely.
It'd be lovely.
They call that the old bait and switch in the game there, Tracy. You sound like an absolute hoot, a terrifying hoot. So never, if you know Tracy from Highton, never express your fears or your deepest, darkest secrets.
I regret telling Tracy I don't like the ocean or moths. God
stop giving her more
content.
She's going to get in touch with you on Instagram and ruin your life.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.